Lord, teach us to pray. Today's readings provide a wonderful lesson in prayer, an opportunity for us to renew our own commitment to prayer. And this lesson is a lesson in particular in prayer of petition, the kind of prayer in which we ask our Lord for things. And I think we can discern three attitudes that should always mark our petitionary prayer. The first is humility. We see this attitude especially in Abraham as he petitions the Lord for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And by the way, as an aside, this passage is a reminder to us of just how seriously the Lord takes the call to chastity, because the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was a lack of that virtue. I point that out because this week in particular, the church celebrates Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. We commemorate the anniversary of St. Paul the VI encyclical, Humanae Vitae, on human sexuality. So maybe this week at some point we could all take a little time to study and embrace anew and strive to practice with greater resolve this virtue of chastity, difficult as it may be, surrounded as we are by so much unchastity. And that's an aside, fuller homily perhaps for another day. But back to prayer, Abraham's humility is seen here in his interaction with the Lord, especially when he says to God, "See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. I am but dust and ashes." This is not an exaggeration. Remember, earlier in Genesis, God made man and woman from the dust of the earth and breathed life into them. Humility means recognizing that we depend upon God for everything, our very existence. It means acknowledging God's greatness and our littleness. And that's an important attitude for us to have before God. He owes us nothing. Our very existence is his gift. And so that humility always has to be the starting point for our prayer. And yet, despite that infinite distance between us and God, he nevertheless desires a close relationship with us. And this brings us to the second attitude that should mark our prayer, familiarity. You can hear the word family in this word. Although we recognize we are creatures who utterly depend upon God for everything, in our baptism, he has adopted us as his sons and daughters, which is why in the gospel, when the disciples asked our Lord to teach them to pray, he taught them the Our Father, the prayer of God's family. When we petition God for something, we should do so with the love and confidence of children before our Father, with a sense of the closeness and familiarity that our Lord invites us to have with him. And thirdly, lastly, as our Lord teaches us in his parable today, and as Abraham models in his bartering with the Lord, our prayer should also be marked by an attitude of persistence. Sometimes, perhaps oftentimes, God waits for us to ask more than once before he grants our request. Why is that? Well, in the end, only God knows, but perhaps he waits so that we can be sure it's what we really want. Or maybe by making us wait, he increases our desire, our longing for what we seek, so that we'll be better able to receive it. We'll have a deeper appreciation for it when it is given. And then, of course, sometimes, despite our persistence, we never receive what we ask for. Sometimes our prayers go unanswered, or so it seems. And this, too, in some way, must be for our good, for God is always working for our good. Maybe we could think about it this way. If God gave us everything we asked for, we might no longer relate to him as a father. We might become kind of spoiled children, brats, if you will, before God. Or if he gave us everything we asked for, we might start to treat him as a kind of divine vending machine. We just go to him when we want something, we ask him for it, he spits it out, and then we're on our way and we ignore him until we need something else again. So that unanswered prayer sometimes helps to preserve our understanding of God as something more than just a machine to give us what we want. In reality, when a prayer seems to go unanswered, I think it's always the case that God must have something better in mind for us. Maybe that something better is an unexpected blessing that we didn't ask for, but that improves our earthly lives. But usually, the something better that God wants to give us when he doesn't give us what we ask for is himself. Sometimes he doesn't give us what we want so we can remember that in the end, God and God alone is enough for us. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Jesus said in the gospel. That's ultimately, in the end, what God wants for us. That we would receive him. The Holy Spirit is the very love of God poured out. Only the possession of God in the end will really satisfy the human heart. And so often we try to find that satisfaction in things other than God. And we find ourselves frustrated. And so even unanswered prayers are a gift. They help us to detach from our selfish desires so that we can grow in attachment to God, so that we can grow in faith and love for God alone. And therein lies another important lesson. Our Lord invites us to pray petitionary prayer, ask, seek, knock. He wants us to come to him for those things we need. But this doesn't exhaust prayer for the Christian. Petitionary prayer is good, but it's not the best kind of prayer. The best kind of prayer is prayer in which we don't go to God just seeking something from him. Instead, we go to God just to be with him. Taking time frequently to be alone with him who we know loves us. That's how St. Teresa of Avila defined prayer. Just being with the Lord, relating to him as the one who we know loves us, spending time with him. Some have even said wasting time with God. St. Teresa wrote very beautifully in her famous poem these words, "Let nothing disturb thee. Let nothing dismay thee. All things pass. God never changes. Patience attains all that it strives for. He who has God finds he lacks nothing. God alone suffices." Wonderful words to keep in mind, maybe especially when it seems our prayers are going unanswered. Let's ask the Lord today, as we encounter him in this Holy Mass, for the grace always to pray with humility, with familiarity, with persistence, and for the grace in the end to desire nothing but him alone, because in the end, God alone suffices. St. Patrick, pray for us.